Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barry Bonds. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Almon. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Belliard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Bielecki. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mike Bielecki. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Ford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Tudor. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Hare reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peñat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bielecki scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. One out. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Ford reaches second base with a double. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bielecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards short. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bielecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bielecki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Smith steals second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. Almon reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 1 in the game. Ray takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Pirates. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lavalier moves to second. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tudor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bielecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bielecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Bielecki hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bielecki. Coleman moves to second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hare hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cardinals, 1. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hare moves to second. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Almon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lavalier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ray hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tudor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lavalier moves to second. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Peña reaches second base with a double. Mike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry McWilliams now pitching. RJ Reynolds now playing right field. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0-for-2 in the game. Belliard strikes out. One out. RJ Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tito Landrum pinch hits for Kurt Ford. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lavalier strikes out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pendleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tito Landrum now playing right field. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ray hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lavalier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle pinch runs for Mike Diaz. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Heath pinch hits for John Tudor. Sid Bream now playing first base. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coleman bunts towards the mound. McWilliams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Heath trying to get to home. Almon throws the ball into Peña who tags Heath, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Cecilio Guante now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hare. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Hare steals second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. UL Washington pinch hits for Cecilio Guante. Ken Daly now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0-for-3 in the game. Belliard strikes out. Two outs. RJ Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pat Clements now pitching. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-4 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals won. The Pirates will come to bat. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bonds strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almon moves to third. Joe Orsilac pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Todd Worrell now pitching. Andy Van Slyke now playing right field. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac is walked intentionally. Ray moves to second. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bream hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates won, and the Cardinals won. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing third base. Joe Orsilac now playing right field. RJ Reynolds now playing left field. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke bunts towards third. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Pendleton moves to second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Pendleton moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pendleton scores. Coleman moves to third. Smith moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.